it to Wall Street once, and just to show my contempt for that place up there, I bought a sack of popcorn from a street vendor, and I just walked right up by those buildings, you know, and threw my head back, took two fingers and one thumb, and just pecked down in it, fed myself popcorn all the way up. And I like popcorn. You know, there's just one trouble, popcorn. You can eat popcorn from now till Gabriel blows his horn and never be any fatter or any stronger. Just keep eating. Nothing to it. Nothing in it. Popcorn. Oh, we've got such a shallow, superficial age. So much of this make-believe all around us. This Hollywood putrid stuff. This stuff we're getting over television. Substituting for our Sunday night services in the church. I walked past a plate glass window one day in my town of Los Angeles. There stood a beautiful woman. Lovely. She had just the slant and twist and squirm. Whatever it was, you know. As far as her face is concerned, every color from the faintest tint of the lilac to the red of my father's old barn. All right. She had a creation on her head. I mean it was a creation. Went up and down that block 4 or 5 times. I didn't want to be conspicuous, but I was kind of on a tour of research. I never saw any man stop outside all of a sudden, drop down on one knee and say, oh, won't you go home with me to be my wife and cook my meals and be the mother of my babies? No. No. Every man that passed sort of looked the other way, except me. I saw one man carrying one of those women upstairs under his arm. He's the most disgusted looking man I've seen since I went west. That's the truth. What's the matter with him? Beautiful. Lovely dress. Beautiful creation on her head. All the color that the drugstore and the beauty parlor afford. What's the matter with her? Nothing to her. Nothing in her. She's a fraud and a fake. She's a false alarm and a beautiful little lie. Whether she's behind the plate glass window or walking down the street, beware of her. My wife and I were coming across the country in a Pullman, and a little woman of that type came walking in, except this one was breathing, and she came walking in and sat down a little baby girl following along. Little girl kept crying. She kept pushing the girl aside. She finally sat down at the table, sent this waiter off to the club car to bring her some stuff to drink, the wrong kind. She sat there and the baby kept crying, saying, give me a sip, give me a sip, give me a sip, and crying. After a while, she turned around and gave the child a sip and said, now get the hell out of here. And my wife turned to me and said, Bob, wouldn't it be a good thing if that darling little child could die and go home to heaven and be with the angels rather than have to grow up with a mother like that? That's what I'm talking about. We need enough of the grace of God in this country to turn some of these cigarette-smoking little women into mothers fit to raise children. Men and women, I believe it. Jesus Christ can save our souls from hell. He can take us home to heaven, but he can make us men and women while we're here.